Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, Joint Select Committee to review laws against gender-based violence and $100 million to be spent under MIDP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez. A Joint Select Committee of Parliament to review legislation against gender-based violence is to be reconvened shortly. This was disclosed by Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange in a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Some of the laws to be re-examined include the sexual offences, domestic violence, offences against the person and Child Care and Protection Acts.
When you harm the innocent, the weak and the vulnerable, you must feel the full brunt of the national law enforcement apparatus.
Focus will be placed on ensuring that the range of offences and the associated penalties included in the laws are in keeping with the country's crime statistics, child protection data, and the types of abuses and violence taking place.
We will also be focusing on how we can facilitate and support those who are negatively affected to come forward and report abuse and maltreatment.
Meanwhile, Ms. Grange says the Child Development Agency has been seeing to the psychosocial care and well-being of the twin brother of Nevalicia Campbell, who was killed in Brownstown, St. Anne last weekend.
I wish to commend the St. Anne Police for their swift action in getting to the bottom of this terrible situation.
Ms. Grange further notes that enhancing laws that deal with the issue of violence against the most vulnerable will not be a panacea, but a key aspect of an overall approach towards building a proper framework for their protection.
Our commitment to the women and children of Jamaica is strong, and our efforts will see results. Mr. Speaker, I call on the entire Parliament to join with the government in partnership to protect our women and children and to protect all our citizens.
Opposition spokesperson for Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is welcoming the decision by the government to reconvene the sitting of the Joint Select Committee.
I am heartened by the calling for partnership, because the way we treat our children is not whether it is green or orange, but whether or not we have a real fervor for enacting the kind of Jamaica that we want to see in the next couple of years.
Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says the government is committed to having sports at the forefront of the country's push towards economic growth. Ms. Grange, who was making her contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday, said among the strategies to achieve this is the establishment of an international training facility. She points out that government intends to leverage Jamaica's success in the global sporting arena by having the country as an athletic training base for international athletes. Among the government's earliest priorities are capacity building and infrastructure development.
The government will not stand on the sidelines. The Minister of Sport has already started to revisit our sport infrastructure and the technical capabilities existing in this great sporting nation.
And $100 million is to be spent this year on road projects through the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. This was disclosed by State Minister with responsibility for works, Everald Warmington. He was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on July 6.
For this financial year, we have some major projects that will be undertaken. These include the Constance Spring Road to Manor Park and the Mandela Highway.
MIDP started in the 2013-2014 fiscal year. The five-year program, valued at $354 million, addresses the need to increase safety on the roads by improving a number of important thoroughfares through widening, rehabilitation, and realignment where necessary. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.